Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again here on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, on the East Coast in Atlanta through our friends at 106liveradio.com, and then, of course, those joining us around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm really excited about our next guest. She's celebrating the re-release of her book, The Joy of Less, this week. I'm talking about Francine Jay. We're going to talk to her not only about the book, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people literally around the world have not only been able to take her book and realize that more is not always better, and that sometimes less can make us a better person. We're going to talk to Francine about the journey of writing the book, but also what she hopes you as readers are able to take away from it. Francine, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Okay, the pleasure is definitely all mine. This is really exciting, and it's so funny, Francine. Your segment is actually a great precursor to our May kind of theme for this show, because we are actually taking the new Chicken Soup for the Soul book, ironically called The Joy of Less, and we're going to be discussing it with some of the contributors all next month. So this is perfect that we get to start it off with the author of the book, The Joy of Less. So, Francine, first of all, what has it been like for you to not only to have been able to live this book yourself, but then to be able to share it with the world and to see the way that you've been able to help so many people through it?
It's been amazing. I first started blogging in 2009. And I was really just doing it as a creative outlet and just to explore my own interest in decluttering and minimalist living. I thought maybe I'd have a handful of readers. And it was incredible. As the months went by, it just snowballed. I would receive emails and comments from all these people who were just wanted to simplify their lives and were hungry for practical information on how to do so.
Right. Right. And I think that's the thing, Francine, because I think so many times it's because of, and I thought about this when I was prepping for your segment, we are kind of fed all the time, especially if you're, I have to say, listen to the radio or watching television, that you need to have this stuff. There's so much stuff that you have, and that's just the material stuff. You throw in the emotional baggage that we all kind of take with us and the things in our lives. There's so much that kind of keep us from being truly fulfilled, I think. You know, what was it about your life that made you say, you know what, maybe more is not always better?
Well, my decluttering journey started with moving. Back in our 20s, my husband and I moved quite a bit. And the first time we moved everything in our car, which was wonderful. The second time we had to rent a moving van. The third time it was a larger moving van. And the fourth time we needed professional movers. And at that point we said, what are we doing? Dragging all this stuff around with us. And a lot of the time, half of it never even got unpacked. So at the same time, we had started traveling quite a bit. And we always traveled very lightly. And we love that feeling of freedom and being able to do anything and go anywhere we want because we weren't loaded down with stuff. And so that's the feeling that I wanted to have in my everyday life. So I started to edit the contents of my home the way I had with my suitcase. I wanted to live with just the essentials so that I could really focus on the experiences of life rather than the stuff.
Wow. And I think that is the thing. It's that decision, I think, that is so important. And you kind of addressed that in the book. I mentioned one thing to you before we went on here, Francine, and that was space, one of the things that you address in the book. And the way that you're able to outline the book, I think, is great as well, because it allows us to see that there really is not only a process, but that we all have our own area. Has that been one of the things that you've noticed that your readers in particular have appreciated, that you've realized that it's not just one type of decluttering that has to take place, but really showing the necessity of all of it?
Oh, definitely. And everybody struggles with a different clutter problem. For some people, it's their wardrobe. For others, it's their kitchen. For others, it might be their schedules overcommitted. So I try to approach this in the book as giving you techniques that can apply to all these areas of your life and then go through each one to tell you how to apply them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to your decision, Francine, that you mentioned here, and now looking at where you are, you know, in April of 2016 with the re-release of the book and, of course, with the updates in the hardcover edition, I mean, could you have imagined that these years later, over 400 reviews already on Amazon for this book, you know, that people are still so excited about this? Do you think, for one thing, I thought about two things with this when I thought about, you know, what you've been able to do. The first thing is it really shows that people are relieved that they're not the only one who is dealing with something, but also the idea that people not only are appreciative for what you have shared, but also want to help other people to know about it. Has that second part been a lot of part of the fun for you, knowing that so many people have read the book and now want to be able to share it with others?
Oh, definitely. And we have such a wonderful community over on the blog. People have been with me all the years I've been writing, too, and we always get new readers as well. But they help out each other. They exchange tips. They talk about the challenges that they're facing. And there's really a sense of camaraderie as we all go through this together. And I think it's really just reflects sort of the modern condition these days. We all feel like we're short on time and we're short on space. And so having all this excess stuff, instead of being a good thing, it becomes kind of a liability. We really want to streamline our lives and get back down to the essential.
Right. You mentioned streamlining. We're going to spend some time talking about that because there is one area in particular that you address in the book that I think people like myself who are always seem to have a lot going on can appreciate. We're going to get into that. But for those who are just tuning in, he's on the radio dial or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. We're really excited to welcome to our program today Francine Jay. We're speaking with her not only about her journey in writing the book, The Joy of Less, but what it's been like for her to be able to share it with others, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify is the subtitle of the book. And I think it is that part that can sometimes be the most difficult, to declutter, organize, and simplify. You mentioned streamlining just now. And again, just as there are different things that we all are kind of loaded up with or loaded down with, I think the simplifying comes in different ways. The streamlining comes in different ways. You know, the first thing I do, my regular audience knows, Francine, is I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I do my to-do list. Are things that I just necessarily have to do, like this broadcast, and then, of course, there's other things that I want to get done in the day. And so many times that can be so overwhelming. One of the things that you address in the book is when it comes to basically our lives, streamlining that schedule that is our life. How important has that been for you in not only bringing you peace of mind, but not giving you the guilt that comes with not getting everything done on the list that you may have?
Oh, it's been really important to me, especially as the book has become more popular. I've had more media requests, lots more emails, and I had a child. And so my life just became so much busier than it ever had before, and I started really to need to learn how to prioritize and how to say no. That was really difficult for me. It's really a matter of picking and choosing the most important things that you need to do and not feeling the guilt over not doing everything.
Yeah, I think that's so true. The title itself, and we're going to go to your website as well as we're talking about this conversation of streamlining, Francine, but The Joy of Less, that almost, again, is something that almost is unheard of because, again, of what we're told. How did the title of the book come about for you?
The title of the book came about because I truly think that we can be happier people with less stuff. And you never hear that message. Everything you hear from advertisers and marketers is buy more and you'll be happier. We're just conditioned to want more and to buy more and to do more. But I think when we take a step back and get this little breath of relief in our lives, it really brings so much happiness and joy to us. Studies have actually shown that people get more happiness from experiences rather than possessions. So the less stuff we have to fuss over, I mean, we're always shuffling around our stuff and cleaning it and repairing it and maintaining it. The less we have to worry about that, the more of our time and our space and our energy is freed up to do the things we love, for the activity and the activities and the people that we love, to pursue our hobbies, play with our kids, et cetera. I think we get a lot more out of that than buying and storing things.
Right. Right. I think that is so true. There was one of the comments you referenced earlier about your blog, and missminimalist.com is where people can go to be able to find out more information about Francine. And, of course, the book, you can also find her at Miss Minimalist on Twitter as well. We've already tagged her on our page. I'll remind you guys of that a little bit later. There was a comment in particular when I was prepping for your segment, Francine, that really struck me about the book. And it was made in January of last year, that being 2015. And you had someone named Lynn who said that the book had finally solved her organizational dilemma. She went on to say in her comment, and this is actually on your website, "It helped me change my thinking, my mindset, and finally I have been able to purge all those items that I wanted to let go of, but I never could bring myself to do just that. It's only been 3 weeks since I bought it, and I read it in 2 evenings, and then I implemented the precepts." Do you think that really is the key, Francine, not only saying, okay, yeah, I can see where this would work, but then actually taking those steps and making it happen for yourself so that you can enjoy the benefits?
Oh, definitely. And the first thing I do in the book, before we do any decluttering, is help you change your mindset about your possessions, help you become less attached to them. It's really amazing how just a simple change in perspective can make it easy to let things go. And only after that, after we do some exercises in letting go, do we jump into the streamline method, which are 10 steps to clear your clutter. And the important thing is to keep it from coming back, too.
Right. I think that is it. So when you hear comments like what Lynn wrote, or you read them, rather, in this case, and, of course, on that one post when you even announced the book, you know, that you had almost 200 comments that were on that one post. I mean, what has that part of this experience been like for you? I referenced earlier, and you know, of course, we're all online these days, but through your website, you've been able to really build this community. I mean, that has to be a good feeling for you, Francine, to know that you've been able to not only to have people who are excited about the work that you're doing, but also are showing by comments like that that they really appreciate it.
I know. It's really amazing, and I'm just so appreciative for everybody who writes in and lets me know that the advice that I'm putting out there has actually helped them in their lives. I mean, it just makes me feel good about what I do every day, and I hope to spread this joy and spread this message.
Right, and it's one of those things, again, that we could all learn from. We mentioned that word streamlining. I want to get more into that because I think, again, that is a big thing for all of us to be able to kind of get things in a way that they are more manageable. Have you found that that has also been the key for yourself and for readers of the book, Francine, to being able to not only simplify but to keep it that way as well? I think that's the other side of it, as you were mentioning. It's one thing to start something like anything. You know, sometimes we make these resolutions for ourselves, and then 3 days later, you know, we're back to our old habits. I mean, do you think that really is it, to be, when we're streamlining, to make sure it's something that we actually can be able to live with?
Oh, of course it is, and that's why I've really put an emphasis on some of the steps in that streamline method that keep the clutter from coming back. We're really setting up new habits, new routines to keep it from creeping back into our lives. And when you're able to do that, it's very encouraging. You don't see stuff coming back. You're just getting rid of more and more, and it actually kind of snowballs. You have fun with what you're doing. You're encouraged by it. You think, I'm good at this. I can declutter. And you're encouraged to do more of it.
Yeah. You know, you asked some important questions in the book, and I thought, I kind of smiled to myself, because especially my mom, I think she – it's so interesting, and I have been guilty of this when I go to certain things. You leave with one, you know, one suitcase. You come back with a whole lot more stuff, and you wonder, why won't my suitcase close? But you ask some very important questions. You know, as you evaluate your possessions, ask how each item came into your life. Did you seek it out, pay for it, and excitedly bring it back to your house or apartment? Did it follow you home from that conference in Chicago, from that trip in Hawaii, or did it sneak in disguise and colorful paper and a pretty bow? I mean, you know, I love the fact that you're able to, I mean, to really make us think about it, because a lot of times we will say, I don't know how this happened. I just can't understand, you know, how this happened. I mean, is that part of the honesty also important, to be able to ask ourselves those important questions and to think about it as we are trying to simplify and streamline?
It really is, and part of the value of doing that exercise and asking things, where did you come from, helps us to become good gatekeepers for the future. So that maybe we won't bring home something from that conference in Chicago, or those that suitcase full of souvenirs from Hawaii, or even a bag full of stuff when we see a sale at our favorite store. It really puts us into that mindset of questioning, do I need this? Do I want to bring you home? Do I have the space for this? And do I want to devote this space to you?
Right, right. There's a powerful sentence in that a whole conversation about being a gatekeeper. That's all. I really want our audience to get this, because I think this is really a big statement. In order to be a good gatekeeper, you have to think of your house as sacred space, not storage space. And when I read that, I thought, wow, that's big. That's big, because that's really what it becomes a lot of times, the latter, in being, you know, a place where things get stored and a lot of times forgotten, you know, never used. And then we kind of fiddle with it and wonder, okay, well, maybe I'll use this next week. I can't, you know, get rid of it because maybe next week I'll need this or someone else may need this. That's my mom's big thing. Well, I can't throw that out. Someone else may need that down the road. How did you get to a place, Francine, where you were able to see your home as that sacred space?
I think I just wanted my home to function to its best potential, and it really can't when we're just using it to store things and to pile up things. Our homes are living spaces. They are not storage spaces. They're places for us to do things. And I think the problem happens when we value our stuff more than our space. And we have to remember that for each new thing we bring into our homes, a little bit of space disappears. Another new thing, more space disappears. And pretty soon we look around and we're like, where did all the space go? I need a bigger home. I don't have enough space here. I need some storage solutions. But as I say in the book, the good news is space might be easy to lose, but it's just as easy to reclaim. So every time we send an item out of the house, we regain a little bit of space. And soon all those spaces add up again, and we have room to do things.
Right. There are some new things, actually, for those who have read The Joy of Less before. There are great reasons for them to get the hardcover now, the new edition. Francine, one of them you actually shared recently, even before this conversation, on Twitter, and that was about the new family chapter. Talk to us about some of the additions that have been made to the book.
The family chapter is a big one, and I'm so excited about that. I myself have a new perspective on decluttering with families since in the intervening years I've had a child myself. And I can understand the challenges of getting a spouse or kids on board when you're trying to declutter. And so I developed a 5-step action plan that complements the streamline techniques specifically designed to get those other people in your household to declutter along with you.
Wow, such an amazing thing. Have you gotten used to the other aspect of this journey, Francine, and that is that this is a book that is now available internationally. You actually shared some of the covers from around the world, and even I said, I mean, wow, to think about, you know, of course, I couldn't read some of them. But, you know, I think you know what it is because, of course, your name's on there, so, you know, and you shared it. So I figured, hey, Francine knows what it is. So, hey, even though I can't read it, you know, it has to be The Joy of Less. I mean, have you gotten used to that, knowing that something that you have been able, that really was a labor of love and something that was personal, is now out there again for people in whatever language they may speak?
I know. That is incredible to me, and I'm just getting used to that there is actually this worldwide interest in the topic. I think I posted this week that my book's been published now in Brazil, in Spain, and just recently this week, the Polish language edition and the Dutch language editions are out. And it's incredible to me. I'm so excited that this interest in living with less and being happy with less is becoming an international movement.
Right. I think that is it for sure. And you've been able to use, because I've referenced it now a couple of ways, you've been able to use not just your blog, the website there, missminimalist.com, to be able to share, but also you use social media. I mean, how has that platform helped you to really in real time to be able to communicate with your readers and to be able to share information like as you were able to do the 5-day office decluttering challenge? I mean, what has it been like for you to have that platform at your disposal?
Oh, it's wonderful to be able to share these ideas in real time. I get so much inspiration and information from my readers. I'll write something, and then in their comments, They'll illuminate other issues I've never even thought of. So it's been wonderful to have this back and forth communication that allows us to really explore some of these decluttering issues in depth. It goes beyond what I might initially thought of when I first started writing, and we get to have these conversations on my blog and on Twitter, and I think it's just wonderful to have these different ways to communicate because, say, 10 years ago, we really didn't have that opportunity to connect with other people who were interested in this topic. It wasn't something that really probably came up at cocktail parties or PTA meetings or anything
right.
like that. I mean, it's a really personal topic, but it's something that we can all get together and share online.
Right. And I think that is it. I think to know that there are others that are dealing with it, that are in some ways struggling with it, I think makes it easier. And then to know that there are great suggestions that are out there to be able to help us along the way, that, again, is another great thing. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're really excited to welcome to our program today author Francine Jay. We're talking with her not only about her book re-released this week, The Joy of Less, but how you can be able to enjoy your life more by having less, and how you can be able to do that in a variety of ways, no matter what your stuff might be, being able to eliminate that stuff to be able to not only free up space in your physical world, but also, of course, in your world as well. I think the other great thing about this book, Francine, is that it really does reach people where they are, because as you said, everyone's stuff is differently. I really like that point, because I think that is something that so many people think, well, you know, that's not going to apply to me. But really, it applies to all of us where we are. So what is your hope now that the book is re-released? Of course, it has, you know, the opportunity to reach readers around the world. What is your hope that the book will be able to do for them once they start to read it and then to apply it?
I want them to understand that decluttering can really be easy and enjoyable. I think a lot of times people approach this task as sort of a dreaded chore. This is going to be hard. This is going to be really painful to do. And I'm hoping to change that. That's, again, why I go through the process of changing your mindset about stuff and giving you easy techniques to use. My readers tell me that they often put down the book in the middle of a chapter to clear out a closet or a kitchen cabinet. They're so excited about it. And I want it to be enjoyable. I want people to have fun with their decluttering, and that's why I emphasize that we're choosing what to keep rather than what to toss. And I think when we look at things that way, when we're choosing to surround ourselves with the things that we find functional or beautiful, the things that bring us joy, it actually makes decluttering much more of a pleasant task.
Yeah. The other thing I thought about, Francine, and I wanted to talk about this as we wrapped up here, and that is about really reclaiming your power, right? I mean, being able to, because I think that's one of the things we feel sometimes, you know, helpless, we feel hopeless, and it's because of this stuff, again, regardless of what that stuff may be, when we're able to kind of take control, isn't it also realizing that we can take our power back and that we can be able to reclaim that space that is ours, both inwardly and outwardly?
Oh, definitely. Decluttering is so empowering, and it can be life-changing. When we take control of our stuff, we gain the confidence and the ability to take control of bigger issues in our lives. A lot of my readers have told me that they just started out by decluttering their homes, but that led to other transformations in their lives. They've lost weight, improved their relationships. Some have changed careers or wrote that novel they always wanted to write. It really changes our perspective on our lives and helps us focus on what matters most to us.
Right. What a powerful thing. And again, it's because of books like this that we're able to get the help that we need to be able to do just that. Again, everyone, Francine Jay has been our guest, The Joy of Less. Great conversation with you, Francine. Congratulations to you again on the re-release of the book. Again, we invite our audience to go over to our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get the hardcover of the book there. So make sure you all take advantage of that. I mentioned Francine's website, MissMinimalist.com, a few times in this conversation. So definitely stay connected with her there. She's very active with her readers of the page there. So make sure you all do that. Francine, is the website, the blog, is that the best place for people to find you?
That is the best place to reach me, MissMinimalist.com.
All right. So make sure you all are staying connected with her there. And you can find out her other social media things there as well. You can also, if you go there first, you can find on the right-hand side of the page, you can be able to click on the book and get it directly from her page. And if Amazon is not your preferred place, that's okay. You all can find other places there on the site that you can be able to get it as well. Francine, thank you so much for sharing this week with us. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to our next conversation together.
Yes, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the time. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you're joining us online and you missed part of the conversation with Francine, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. On Twitter, I've already tagged Francine there, and as I said, it's just Miss Minimalist is where you all can find her there on Twitter, but I've tagged her there. If you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. For those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi, you can check with the station to find out when you all can hear the show again, so we definitely invite you all to take advantage of that. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.